Hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. We're talking about fermented ingredients to feed your skin, fermented foods. And I'm a big fan. I started drinking kombucha and eating kimchi years ago, and until my daughter showed me a video of how kombucha was made, that was the only thing that dissuaded me a little. But I'm back on my kick. I drink kombucha all the time. I have yogurt. I eat kimchi and fermented foods, and you guys should too. How many of you eat kimchi or drink kombucha to boost your health? Besides consuming these fermented ingredients, did you know you can apply fermented skincare on your skin also? And this is a Korean trend, but fermentation in skincare is popular in many cultures, Indian, Korean being some of the ones that have used this technique for thousands of years, actually. Eating fermented foods is normal in the diets of many ethnicities, not so common in the average American diet, but it's a trend that is poised to help take over the beauty industry and really revamp the surface of your skin. The skin, of course, has a surface that's covered with normal, healthy bacteria, probiotic bacteria that encourages the skin to do well. And when the balance of the skin is disrupted, if you're stripping too much oils away from the skin, if you're abrading the skin with too much exfoliation, you will change the bacterial and fungal surface counts of the skin, and you can drastically affect the skin. And restoring that balance is important. So fermented skincare is helpful. Fermented skincare consists of products with fermented ingredients like yeast, probiotics, enzymes, and actual bacteria that makes the products more effective and potent. You can find fermented ingredients these days in many things like cleansers, serums, exfoliators, and brightening masks. Process look like. So it's generally, even with skincare, the same as it is for foods. When you're talking about fermentation for foods, we're using yeast and bacteria to break down sugars and starches and convert them into acids, alcohol, and probiotics, and carbon dioxide. And this allows the ingredients in the skincare and in the food to preserve and last longer. So the fermentation process actually gives some effect of preventing bacterial overgrowth of bad bacteria. Even in the food that you eat, it's a method of food storage. In the skincare process, fermentation for skincare products uses these microorganisms to help convert larger molecules into smaller molecules to improve their penetration and absorption into the skin. So high levels of antioxidants are one benefit from fermented skincare, and also really nourishing ingredients, extensive moisture content, and really products that you have never tried on your skin. Sometimes skin needs to mix it up. We get into this pattern of using the same products day after day, and we do develop some kind of resistance to the same products over and over. Tachyphylaxis is the phenomenon of what we call it with medications, like your allergy medicine every single day, over and over, you become used to it. Your body has less response to it. Tachyphylaxis is the name of that. The same thing happens with your skincare. I like to mix it up. I might be on one skincare ingredient for 6 to 8 weeks. And after 8 weeks, I'm thinking already of mixing it up. If I've been on glycolic acid for a while, I'll stop that. I'll add some brightening ingredients. If I've been on Retin-A for too long and I'm getting dry, tight, or peely, I might switch over to more moisturizing ingredients. So trying to mix it up to avoid tachyphylaxis. How will fermentation improve your beauty? So consuming fermented foods gives you all this antioxidant benefit and eases inflammatory problems in the body. The probiotics will improve your digestive health, boost your immunity, and prevent risk of heart disease, and also even help with weight loss. There are massive benefits from eating probiotics, and we now know that the gut health equals skin health. When your gut is not balanced, when you have leaky gut, when you have inflammatory toxins leaking from the gut to the skin, not only do you get irritable bowel symptoms, but you also have skin inflammatory problems. In skincare, the benefits of fermented skincare including diminishing signs of aging, fighting free radicals, improving collagen production, and skin elasticity. reducing acne and acneic inflammation. It's going to improve the complexion and the texture of your skin, and most importantly, it boosts your skin's microbiome. So, talk to your doctor, talk to your dermatologist or your skincare professional, your esthetician, and find out if fermented skincare is right for you. All kinds of strange ingredients are getting out there on the market, including products that have snail secretions and all kinds of fruits and antioxidants, seaweeds. Fermented skincare is a trend that's here to stay. The easiest thing I think you can start with is a turmeric yogurt mask from my own culture, Indian culture, and that can be with regular yogurt with a good active count of bacteria, live active bacteria, a teaspoon of turmeric, mix it into a fine paste, apply it to your skin. It's super hydrating. The lactic acid that's present in milk products is going to be wonderful for hydrating your skin and breaking down dead skin sitting on the surface without causing too much irritation. The turmeric, full of antioxidant benefit and beautiful coloration to your skin right afterwards, and really good for anti-inflammatory purposes. I love a good turmeric yogurt mask, and you guys will too. And then couple that with some golden milk. Why not? You're going to love that. We will post on my story a little thing about how to make the best golden milk. Boiling the milk, adding a little sugar, adding turmeric. You can add tea leaves if you want caffeine, ground cardamom, cinnamon, cloves. It is delicious. It's like chai, but elevated. Well, that's it for now, guys. I'm off to drink my kombucha. Stay beautiful and bubbly. Love you. That's it for now. And find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, doing amazing things with people's faces. And our website is the same. Some of my favorite antioxidants you can try. Triple shot serum with resveratrol, one of the most potent antioxidants on the market. My vitamin C serum, which I love to death. And don't forget to try yogurt mask. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.